Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started the chapter on the virtues of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're doing the various adhkar that I mentioned in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith, an Abi Dharrin radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala ukhbiruka bi ahabbil kalami ila Allah, inna ahabbal kalami ila Allah subhanallahi wa bihamdih. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this question, that should I not inform you of the most beloved words to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beloved phrases, in other words, the most beloved zikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that verily the most beloved phrases, the most beloved zikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Therefore we mentioned this third kalima is such an important zikr. We find that when people are going out in gush also, they encourage to read the third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. It's got included many of these words of dhikr that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had encouraged. And Abi Malik al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at-tuhuru shatrul iman, walhamdulillahi tamla'ul mizan, wa subhanallahi walhamdulillahi tamla'an, أو تملأ ما بين السماوات والأرض رواه مسلم. هذا أبو مالك الأشعري رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that purity is half of faith. الطهور شطر الإيمان. This purity is half of faith. Ulama explained this in detail. One explanation they give is here iman is meant in the meaning of iman. The word iman is used, but salat is intended. From here also we understand that a person can't just use a dictionary and translate the words and he will get the proper understanding. Because in one ayat of the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not destroy the ajr. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another ayat also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not destroy your iman. So ulama explain what is meant by this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not destroy your iman. Actually Allah Pak does not destroy the reward of your salah. Sahaba were worried that those Sahaba that were facing Masjid al-Aqsa initially and reading their Salah, now the hukam came and the Qibla had changed to Kaaba Sharif. So they were worried that what happened to our brothers, they didn't get a chance to change their Qibla. They continued, when they were at that time the Qibla was Masjid al-Aqsa and they had passed away in that condition. So probably their Salah was wasted. So this was the concern that they had. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not destroy your iman. So what it means, Allah does not destroy your salah. In other words, that salah that was read facing Masjid al-Aqsa, that salah is also accepted. So don't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed because of the change of Qibla. So in that ayat we realize that iman means salah. So here also one explanation ulama give, at-tuhuru shatrul iman, that iman or at-tuhuru taharat, purity is half of iman, meaning half of salah. Because half of salah can only be, or the other half, the first half is a person has to be in taharat. Then only he can perform his salah. So this taharat is like half of that salah. Because if he doesn't have his wuzu, then can he perform his salah? So the first explanation ulama give is that this is half of that salah. Because to complete your salah, you need that wuzu. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-tuhuru shatrul iman, that this taharat is half of salah. The next explanation ulama give is that no, indeed iman is mentioned here and iman is intended also. So what is meant by at-tuhuru shatrul iman, what is meant by purity is half of faith, half of iman. Ulama explain that there are many rewards. There are many rewards for a person that has iman. Once he has iman, there are various actions that he does that he gets rewarded for. But the taharat is such a important and so rewarding it is. It is as though it is half the reward a person is getting of iman. Such a great reward for staying in purity. Such a great reward for staying in taharat. And another explanation the Sufia generally give is that taharat got to do with the external self. You got external and you got internal. External is 50% and internal is 50%. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that external purity is half of iman. Now the other 50% is that internal purity that you need to bring about and cleanse yourself and make tazkiyah of your nafs and bring in that internal purity. So these are some of the explanations that ulama give under this hadith, at-tuhuru shatrul iman. Walhamdulillahi tamla'ul mizan. The phrase is alhamdulillah. fills the scales. In other words, the scales on the day of Qiyamah, the thing that will fill it up is this Alhamdulillah. So powerful it is that it will fill the scales on the day of Qiyamah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَسُبْحَانَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ تَمْلَعَانَ. This phrase, Subhanallah walhamdulillah, it will be a reward for a person. In other words, this Subhanallah walhamdulillah will fill the scale also. So one is, the first we mentioned is Alhamdulillah, filling the scale. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Subhanallah walhamdulillah, both these things also will fill the scale. And then the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh, تَمْلَأُ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This all normally comes for shakfa of the rawi. The person that is narrating the hadith is not 100% sure whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah walhamdulillah, will fill the scales, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Subhanallah walhamdulillah will fill the space between the heavens and the earth. Such a vast space. This zikr of Subhanallah walhamdulillah is so great that it will fill the space between the heavens and the earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily, to take out some time. Here they gave about 5 points, maybe quickly we can go through it, of what this word subhanallah means. Often we're saying it in our salah also, subhana rabbiyal azim, subhana rabbiyal a'la. What is meant by subhan? Subhan generally means Allah pa, glory be to Allah, free of all defect. Allah does not have any weakness, any defect. He's 100% perfect in all respects. So here they explains, he's being free from all deficiencies. Allah is free from any partner. He's free from being confined to a particular place. He is not created and does not possess a body, and he has no spouse and no offspring. Number two, his qualities are free from all deficiencies. So one is Allah in his zat is free from everything. One is in his qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from every deficiency. He's free from ignorance. He's free from weaknesses. His qualities can never change. Number three, his actions are free from all deficiencies. So one is himself, one is his qualities, his actions are free from all deficiencies. He does according to his wisdom, which man, due to his deficient understanding, can never really understand the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His names are free from all deficiencies. He possesses beautiful names, and every name reflects a quality within him, as opposed to man who may have a name which does not befit his qualities. His laws are free from all deficiencies. So now the next thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws also are free from any kind of deficiencies. The rules and state and status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are free from every type of error, every type of injustice, ignorance, any kind of irrationality and prejudice. The next is, he is perfect and unique in his zat, in his being, in his qualities. Again, they're just mentioning, he's perfect in his actions, perfect in his names, and he's perfect in his laws. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's law comes down is 100% perfect. Now recently people are all talking about washing the hands. So wherever you go around the world, you're hearing people are talking about washing the hands. Now just look at this one action. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, living in the desert, how difficult it was to get water. Water wasn't a very easy thing. But there we were told that before every salah, or when a person needs to make wuzu, that every time he washes his hands. Before he's eating, what he must do? Wash his hands. After he's eating, what he must do? He must wash his hands. Now they're even explaining what is the tartib and what is the method of washing the hands. And if you look at the method of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how we taught to wash our hands, how we taught to make khilal of the fingers, even that also now they're speaking about, that they be careful that when you're washing your hands, make sure you take your fingers and you rub it through the other fingers, so then germs that are between the fingers also are coming out. They are looking at it from a germs perspective. But this in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perfect in his laws, told us, and this is how we're supposed to be washing our hands all the time. So everything that Islam had taught so long ago, only now, slowly, slowly, the hikmat and the wisdom behind that is coming. So now they'll encourage washing the hands, sanitization, whereas taharat, as we did today, is half of iman. It's something that was encouraged from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So slowly, slowly, the beauty of Islam will come, but it become apparent. But in our minds, we must do 100% what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told us. This is the best, and it will always be the best. Science will take thousands of years to find out the hikmat and the wisdom. But we already know that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, do things in a certain way. That is the best way to do it. And we must be happy to do it. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.